Praise the Lord. Something really good is going to happen to you today. I will say of the Lord, you are my God, my strength, my shield. You keep me, you guide me, you cover me, you lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We've been talking about fixing what is broken. And again, we hear so much today. And to be honest, it seems like I've heard that since I was a child. You know, these are troubling, trying times. And I think I heard it so much that I got tired of hearing it. And about the time I was ready to give it up, God said something different to me. He said, this is the greatest season of your life. And he said, something great's going to happen to you today. And that became the forefront of my mind. That's where I began to speak from, think from, believe from. And it's not just words. It's not just saying a word. Words, you can tell when they're just words because the actions don't back them up, and they change based on whatever the weather is. Whatever the temperature is changes the words. But when your words are sure, as his word is sure, and that's where our word comes from, then it remains. And we can fix what is broken. God's given us the power to heal. We can be free from what we're in bondage to. He's given us the ability to walk out of prison doors. And not only that, but to lead the captivity captive as he did by his word and by living in him and he in us. That's all done by faith. The word says this is the victory that overcomes the entire world, your faith. And it's where you place that faith and what you believe. So tonight, I pray that you believe. I pray in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that God open your heart and your mind in such an unusually and yet profound way that you will see God's intentions for your life, that even though you may not be able to see it, you may feel like you're walking through the most trying or troubling times of your life, that God will open your heart and your mind to see the future that he's put before you, that the word of faith will come out of your mouth and begin to readjust and reshape your ability to see the future that God has given to you. Great is the Lord and great is God to be praised. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. Well, we are going to continue from this point, and we're in the 23rd Psalm, and we're breaking this down so you can see how influential this is your script for life. The 23rd Psalm is your life's script. And if you will believe it, you can walk in it. And the only thing that's going to keep you from walking in the fullness of this word is that you doubt that you can. And that's what needs to be fixed that's broken. Doubting what God has already established for you and established through Christ for you, for all of us. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was void and without form and darkness upon the face of the deep. And the word said, the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was. And the darkness was gone. The darkness is past because of what Christ has done. He destroyed all darkness when he hung on the cross and said, it is finished. And he finished it for you and I. We don't have to complete the work that he started. We don't have to overcome what he started. We are just supposed to walk in the fulfillment of all he's called us to and given us. And that's a lot, and it's an incredible and exciting life God has given you. Believe it, see it, and let your ear hear your mouth say, I'm blessed of the Lord, and only good can happen to me. Psalms 23 and verse 4, we're going to continue on and breaking this down. I'm going to try and move through this a little more rapidly. And it says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And the valley of the shadow of death is simply referred to as the deep darkness. You know, people ever hear someone say, I feel like I'm walking in the deep darkies? Well, the deep darkness. Even though I walk through what appears to be darkness. And then what is that? Darkness is when you can't see where you're going. I mean, the sun can be shining, but your life can feel like someone just pulled a blanket over your eyes, put a blinder over your eyes, and you can't see. So this is referring literally to anything that keeps you uncertain about where you're supposed to go or what's going to happen. You know, we live by faith, and to some people's dismay, they end up living what they believe. The scriptures once said, the thing I feared most has come upon me. We don't want to Job our way through. We want to faith our way through. We want to walk in the form and the person of Jesus Christ. We want to walk in that power that he's granted us, not by works, not by our ability, but by his Spirit. But that's the whole point. The scripture also says, in Galatians, it says, let us keep in step. If we say we walk in the Spirit, and then it says, then keep in step with the Spirit. If you say you walk in the Spirit, don't gratify the desires of the flesh, which are against the Spirit. But it says that if we say we're in the Spirit, we are supposed to walk in the Spirit. Do those things that agree with the Spirit. Walk in the nature of the Spirit. And that first thing begins with how we communicate, how we say what we say. Psalms 34 and verse 12, it says, what man is there who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? What guy is it that, what person is it out there that doesn't want to live long and see many good days and just love many good days and enjoy many good days? And this is what it says. It says, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Now, it's easy to think about, well, I'm not talking wrong or bad about someone, but evil. We can't talk about evil trying to pursue you. You can't talk about the evil days and the evil times and the broken world and the broken society. Listen, we all live in the same world. And today, through internet, social media, you can be connected to just about any information you want out there. But that's where you need to turn off the negative information. Jesus said, I've anointed you to preach good tidings, to preach good news, to declare the good news. God is great. God is with us. God is doing a great thing. Remember, the earth is the Lord's. 24th Psalm. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness, everything, and all they that dwell in. God has a handle on what's going on. It's not out of his control. He's not standing or sitting on the throne going, boy, I hope we can get this in control. God is God over all, in all, and through all. What he wants to do is he wants to share his greatness, his love, his joy, his peace, who he is with us. And he's given us an incredible world to walk by and be more than conquerors by our faith in who he is and what he said. So it says, even though I walk through the valley of the deep darkies, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now, what is that? It's not evil trying to come on you. I won't fear the doubt of my mind. In other words, I'm not going to believe the wrong. The worst thing I could imagine is in Job, what I feared most has come on me. Stop fearing the worst. Believe the best. God is for you. God is with you. Only good is going to happen to you. We continue to chime and chime that bell. We continue to ring that bell. Why? Because the nation needs to hear. The believers need to hear it, and hear it again until it becomes your theme. It becomes your song. It's your anthem. You're saying, this is who I am. I am born of Christ. I am more than a conqueror because I love him. I'm a called. I am the called according to the purpose of God. The word says, even though we walk through trying times, troubling times, adverse times, we're still going to say, listen, evil can't be bringing this about. So God's walking me through a time he wants to transform. Remember, when he drew man and woman out of the dust of the earth, he didn't leave in that form. He tells us through Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah, that he shapes it. He makes it the way he wants it to be. And even though it looks like it becomes marred, it walks into a troubling, trying time, he's still in the hands of the potter. He's doing something. He's shaping a vessel that is necessary to bring about his purpose. He doesn't discard the vessel. He said, watch what I do. He said, am I not able to do? Is it not mine? Are you not mine to do with what I please? And God is telling us, I'm a God of love. I'm a God of kindness. I'm only good, and I'll only do good to you. Trust me. Trust God is doing good, and stop giving your opportunities. Stop giving your commission. Stop giving your opportunity to be elevated to a dark saying. Stop giving your life, the trying of your time that the word says, these trials in James, he said, rejoice, be glad, look at them through a different lens. Let your world transform. Put off the old. Throw away the old. This is wrong. This is bad. You know, the devil's trying to get me. People are against me. You know, they're maybe they are. Maybe people are saying things about you. But it doesn't matter, because only the word of the Lord will come to pass if you will believe. You believe other people's word, then it's going to come to pass. Your faith is going to build your world in and around you. So what do you choose to believe? Let's fix the brokenness of our speech. What person is going to live long and love the days, many days? Those that keep their tongue from speaking evil. You can be talking about evil, evil coming on you, evil coming on the world, the evil, you're still speaking evil. God said, don't do it. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. So no matter where I'm walking, I'll fear no evil. Why? Because you're with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. This is the direction of the Lord. When a shepherd's leading sheep, if he needs the hook, he gets the hook and he pulls it. It may be totally out of the direction that the sheep is going in. Sheep maybe smells something, hears something. He starts to wander in the direction that he's not supposed to go. The shepherd grabs him by the neck and he leads him in the way that he should go. We find that happens to us, and so often people start rebuking something evil. You know, something's trying to destroy you. Someone's against you. You know, you're going through a tough trying time. All God's saying is my rod and staff will comfort you if you will just lean in. Lean into my will, lean into my word, stop resisting. God told us how to walk. Instead of trying to fight and make it your way, he said, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will come. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We already talked about that. His righteousness is his way that is already in you. It's for you. It's his will. His will trumps every other will. There is no power but of God. Those powers which be are ordained of God. Come on, you can't tell me that this isn't far more encouraging to you than looking at a dark world. And no one's burying their head in the sand. We've pulled our head out of the sand and stopped letting the earth speak into our ears, and we're listening to the heavens of God. The heavens rule. Nebuchadnezzar found that out, and all the power and authority he had, he said, when God makes a change, the change is going to happen. The heavens rule. No matter who's in authority, who's in power, God turns the hearts of kings. He's Lord of your life. He's Lord in your life. Just let him be. Believe the word of the Lord. Stop resisting. I found many, many times, even in speech sometimes, if I try to say something a couple of times, just my way of saying God will bring it to pass. If I start to say something a couple of times and I'm interrupted, many times I just stop and say, God, this conversation is not supposed to happen. And amazingly enough, even in that small little seemingly insignificant thing, I'll hear the voice of God. It may not have anything to do with what I was to say or going to say, but simply that my trust, my mind, my heart says, God, I'm so confident that you're leading me. This is you. This is how you are made to think. Even though I think I'm supposed to say or do, I know you're leading me. You're saying no, so I'm good with no. You should learn to celebrate no's as much as you celebrate yes's. Learn to celebrate be still as much as you love celebrating. Take off and run. God is with you in all of it. He's going to keep you all the same. He's going to lead you in the way you should go. And David was talking. This man was a shepherd. He knew what a shepherd's rod, he knew what a shepherd's staff was for. It's not to hurt you. It's not. Stop resisting the shepherd's staff and calling it an enemy or evil or a difficult time or a problem. Or a hardship, call it the blessing of the Lord. The staff of God is leading me. You feel pulled in a direction, you don't feel like God, like you wanted to go, say, Lord, lead me in the way that I should go. Guide me in the steps that I know are already ordained of you. Your rod and your staff, and guess what happens? The minute you lean into that, God, it's your hand and only your hand. You're doing something in my life because nothing else has the power to do anything in my life but you. Comfort comes. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. It says you anoint my head with oil and my cup runs over. The word says, oh, how abundant is your goodness. How abundant is your goodness which you have stored up for those that fear you. I mean, God has watched over you and works in those and takes those that take refuge in you. God watches over his children. He watches over, the word says here, mankind. He keeps you. He guides you. He's orchestrated your steps. Believe the Lord. No one can throw you out of something God has for you. He wants you in. No one's going to close a door that God wants open. No one's going to open a door that God wants closed. But you have to be all right with the closed doors because that simply means God's saying that door is closed because it's a distraction for something greater. All I want you to do is praise me. Thank you for the closed door, God, and I praise you for the open one. He will continue to open the doors. Remember, he said, I am the door. I am the way. You come in through me, and I'll lead you in the way that you should go. He anoints, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Who are your enemies? Well, those that disagree with you, right? Those that are coming to defeat you, to destroy you, whatever it is. Why would he say, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies? Because he's teaching you something. Your anointing will bring you into peace. He anoints me, the word says, with the oil of gladness, of joy above those around me. He anoints me with the oil of joy. That anointing God has put on you, and what is that anointing? That anointing is knowing that I'm going to walk confidently in what God has called me to do. He has clothed me in his purpose. He has clothed me in my call. He has clothed me, and what is my call? His will, his purpose. I am the will of the Father. How do I know that? You created me for your purpose and for your pleasure. For your purpose and pleasure I was, and I am created. So in the presence of my enemies, when a man's ways please the Lord, he does what? Makes even your enemies to be at peace with you. So what is he doing? Well, he's not just keeping you comfortable. He's speaking to your enemies. He wants your enemies saved. He wants you to see the hand of God prevail in every situation, just like he wanted Adam and Eve to know. In the garden, you have dominion over everything. Even the tree of knowledge of good and evil, when you obey me and don't touch it, it has to bless you. When you trust my word and you don't touch what I tell you not to touch, and you do what I tell you to do and know you can hear me when I call on you, you're going to be blessed. Both trees will bless you equally if you do one thing and one thing alone. Believe me. Believe what I've told you. Believe your steps are ordered of me. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He did that. God prepared that table for you. Why? Because God's showing you no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. And why is he doing that? So we stop talking about evil that is pursuing. So we stop talking about a broken world, and we start prophesying about a whole world, a complete world, a healed world, a blessed world. In the last days, says God, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons, your daughters are going to prophesy. What are they going to prophesy? Similar things that they prophesied in the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came. And what were they saying? Well, everybody said, we hear them in our own language. What are they saying? They're speaking about the wonders of God. This is your script. It's your life. My cup runs over. Cup of anointing. My cup of blessing. My cup of peace. The Lord has made peace with those around me, whether they wanted to or not. When your steps are ordered of the Lord, and you're not saying they should and they shouldn't, and why didn't they do this and why did they do that, and you just say, God, if they cursed me, then maybe you wanted me to know, even though they cursed me, they can't curse me. Even though they speak ill against me, they can't perverse my way. They can't pervert my way. They can't distract me from you and doing your will. I just know that no matter what it is, what is that doing? Building total confidence in me so I can walk in dominion like you gave me dominion. I don't have to look for a sunshiny day to know that it's shining. I know it's shining, and I know pretty soon the clouds are going to bring rain that's needed. And then the sun's going to shine and strengthen what has sprung from the ground because you brought the rain. No matter what it is, rain or shine, God is with you in power. My cup runs over. Only goodness, surely, literally translated, only good and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, all the days, 365 of them, all the days of your life, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 12 months a year, every day of your life will follow you, and I will dwell in the presence, the house of the Lord, now and forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's God's will for your life, and he's with you. Father, I pray that this word resonates in the hearts of your people. I pray, Lord, as your word is, it is alive, it is quickening. I pray that it makes alive those that have heard your word, those that have heard and listened to this word right here, right now, today. And God, that they'd be encouraged by the power of your spirit that works in them. Be glorious in them, be wondrous, love through them, walk in peace through them, in joy, in power, and bear witness through them that you are God with them, and let them bear witness of you in the earth, and let them make the heavens restless, that they pour out the abundant blessing that you've called us to. What we release from the earth is released from the heavens, and every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variation nor shadow of turning, because we're seated with you in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Listen, I want to thank you for praying for us, for standing with us, for tuning in. Thank you for the comments, and thank you for all you do to let us know that you're standing with us, praying with us, believing with us, and believing for us. And we believe for you. We pray for you. We believe God's doing great and mighty things. Only just believe. Remember, we are the body of Christ. We are His temple, and He dwells in us, and He unites us in His faith, in His love, in His Spirit, in His power. I also want to thank you for your support. It means a great deal to us, but it means a lot to you, because it's your faith, believing and acting upon the Word of God. Remember, every outcome is reliant upon an action. Every action is connected to an outcome. Act in faith. Believe the Word. God honor you. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Until next time.